I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Kirk Cousins has heard on our show earlier today. We asked him about the report yesterday, and if you guys missed it, Ian Rappaport of NFL Network saying, based on what he's hearing, the Redskins are going to use the stretch run to determine what they're going to do with Kirk Cousins. We've heard this before, by the way. If he can find some wins down the stretch in 2015, maybe he's the guy for us for the future. Four straight wins, they make the playoffs. Well, it was only one season. 2016. Well, if he can play well after playing a really strong second half of the year and do it for a full season, well, he's probably a franchise quarterback. Goes to the Pro Bowl. Well, yeah, let's see if he can do it again.
Let's see if he can really do it again.
But now he's got to do it without Jackson and Garcon. So you're about to see him get exposed, except that he's got a rating over 101 and he's having his best year of his career with less around him than ever before. And now they're saying, despite the fact that he just keeps on slinging the pill, and they were in a bad spot in terms of this discussion, should they pay him or not after the games he's been putting up, including one of his best games against New Orleans. So they tried to swing the narrative, and they ended up, I think, just looking bad by leaking something to Ian Rappaport the day of a game where he comes out and says, yeah, the Redskins need to see him try to carry this team to the playoffs. If he can make everyone around him better and pull a Drew Brees and lift them to wins without the context of what they've got on the offensive line and at the skill positions. But look, last night, two touchdowns, made some throws in the second half after a quiet first half of play, and they got their win. So I guess if Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen are did he win the game, though, guys, which it seems like maybe they are, they loved his performance more than they loved the Saints game, which is ridiculous.
I want to stress something that you said here. Everybody initially, or immediately, as soon as Ian Rappaport comes out with this, go, but Ian Rappaport's been wrong about the Redskins. And they bring up that the Browns are trying to trade for Kirk Cousins thing, or they bring up something else. Here's the thing you miss with saying that Ian Rappaport has been wrong before. Ian Rappaport has been around a long time, and you can take whatever he says at a grain of salt if you want to, but know this, that came from somewhere. Somebody wanted that to be out. You see what I'm saying? Someone wanted that information out there, and they told him that. Now, is it his fault that it turns out to be bogus one way or the other? Is it on him that it's misinformation from somebody? No. All he's doing is reporting this is the thinking of somebody. And as stupid as it is, because it's incorrect thinking, by the way, we've gone through a million reasons why, this is not Ian Rappaport just going, you know what I'm going to do today? It's a fine Thanksgiving morning. I'll make up some BS about Cousins and the Redskins. That's not what happened. The key to this thing, and you said it, is that somebody wanted this out. Somebody wanted this information to be out there in public for whatever reason. It's terrible business. It's dumb. It's incorrect logic. Everything about it's stupid. And that's what we should be focusing on. Not, well, Rappaport's been wrong before. That's the wrong way to take it.
Yeah, that's what the media members were doing. There's a lot of animosity, just so you're all on the same page. And I've been on the beat, so I get it, about Ian Rappaport with the guys that cover the team, because he gets a lot of things wrong. He breaks plenty of stories on the Redskins, but he also is wrong all the time. And there's nothing more exasperating when you're doing a good job, if you're John Keim or one of the guys covering the team like Craig Hoffman, than when Ian Rappaport supposedly, and most of the time it's incorrect, scoops you in or just reports something that you've already been talking about for several weeks. And because he's national and NFL Network, everybody over talks about it for several days. Very annoying. But the thing that people like to do is just be dismissive and remind you of the time he got something wrong rather than actually discuss what he actually said. The guy's got a job and he's got sources for a reason. And he also has a very close relationship, based on what I've been told, with Bruce Allen. At one point, I don't know if they still do, I think they shared an agent. But he and Bruce Allen are close enough that he could absolutely have a conversation with the highest ranking official with the Redskins if he wanted to. So I choose not to just dismiss everything he's ever said. He also is right a lot of the time. Like 10 days before a game, he said Mason Foster was going to miss a game, or 8 days, whatever it was, and he was right. I mean, that happens plenty with Ian Rappaport. So, yeah, here's what happened, is the Redskins wanted out there that they haven't made up their mind yet. They basically want to put the ball back in the court of The same reason they did earlier where they said that, you know, they released the statement about Kurt not wanting to sign so that every time he threw an incompletion or a pick, you know, people would be upset. They now say, well, let's move the goalposts again. He's got to help carry us to the playoffs because they know there's enough geese in this fan base that if he played a stinker last night and they lost, they did it on a day, by the way, not coincidentally, when they were about to play a home game with tons of starters missing. They basically want to see, okay, can he carry them or not, A. But B, they feel like, well, if he doesn't, then we'll be able to point to this, and fans will say, see, they shouldn't pay him. So that's fine. They've mishandled this every step of the way. Continue to give them credit if you'd like to. They've botched this. The league is laughing at how this has been handled. They will be without Kirk Cousins as of next season, very likely. And if they put a franchise tag on him and he's back on a third straight franchise tag, that will be dumber than letting him walk. I'm telling you, if they do that, it will be the biggest mistake that they have made to pay him $34 million next year in a sea of mistakes. Let's go to Jim in Adams Morgan. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, how's it going? You know, I'm gonna say that we should get rid of Kirk Cousins. Now, hear me out. I know it's not popular, but, I mean, the guy, he's very coy. I wish he'd just say, hey, and get me the job, all right? He needs to be saying, I'm one for the job, instead of playing this well, if they need five more games. He needs to outright say it and be very aggressive about it.
Let me say this real quick. I want you to continue. He's not going to negotiate through the media in season because he, his agent, and the team have discussed not doing so. So if the Redskins, who don't know where the high road is, want to leak reports to Ian Rappaport, they're going to do that. But if you notice, Mike McCartney is not leaking stories anywhere. Kirk Cousins is not leaking stories anywhere. I disagree that he should be saying anything in season. I think he should do what he's doing, which is we're going to do our jobs and ask him the question, and he should say what he's supposed to say, which he did, and take the high road. Now, if you notice, the last couple of years after the season ends, his answers are very different. But negotiating in season, which both sides are not supposed to be doing, doesn't do anybody any good. The Redskins just don't know how not to, especially when Cousins keeps playing well, so they keep looking worse.
Yeah, okay, I agree with that, but thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks, man. I didn't want to cut you off. Do you have more?
You know, well, this is what I'm saying. And you guys are looking at it very black and white. I agree that, you know, he can. They're not supposed to negotiate in season. And so, hey, he needs to go out and protect himself and not take the high road, because the high road is for chumps.
So you want to see him? That's funny. So you want to see him basically?
On a t-shirt.
Yeah, you want to see him basically come out and say, "Hey, pay me, I've earned it."
Yes, because all of the Redskins quarterbacks, and being a Redskins fan my entire life, you know, the quarterbacks have always gotten horrible ends, and it's tough being a fan. And so I want a quarterback that says, "You know what? I want to be here. I love it here. Now give me the money or I'm going to go elsewhere."
Thanks, buddy. I actually agree with that. The only thing I would change is I hope he should do it after the season. But I think the day after the year ends, when we have him on the show, I think he should come out and say, listen, they've got 3 years of me as a starter now. I've put up top six or seven at that time numbers in the NFL in that time. Now, that's not to say he's a top six or seven quarterback, but he's a top 10 to 12 quarterback. He's maybe the ninth or 10th best quarterback in the league. But the point is, here is my body of work. You have enough. Pay me my money or let me go. Please end this charade. I hope he says that.
Here is my little one-line sum it up, 140-character quote. If you haven't made up your mind, I have. Kiss my ass. If you haven't made up your mind, then right. I have. If you don't know by now, if you're not sure, I am. Goodbye. Thanks for your time. Leave me alone.
Right, exactly. Pay me or let me walk. I also like kiss my ass. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.